Hello and welcome to Redefine, your home for news about parental school choice and education reform.
All right, welcome to another podcast with the Redefine blog. Today our guest is Christian Dalavis, who is the director of the Notre Dame ACE Academies. That's a partnership aimed at improving the quality of Catholic schools, particularly for low-income students. The project started with some schools in Tucson, Arizona, and it's now rolling out in the Tampa Bay area. We're going to have one school in the program that's in Pinellas County and another one on the other side of the bay in Hillsborough County. The project is particularly aimed at Hispanic students, and a key ingredient is the use of tax credit scholarships. So, Christian, thanks so much for letting me interview you today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, give me just a little bit of background first and give our listeners a little bit of background. What's the Reader's Digest version, the summary of what the Notre Dame ACE Academies is all about?
Sure. So it's basically a comprehensive school support program. Our goal is to provide a Catholic education of the highest quality to as many children as possible. And here at Notre Dame, we're convinced that Catholic schools often provide extraordinary opportunities to families, especially families on society's margins, disadvantaged families, immigrant families, low-income families. Our goal is to extend the opportunities Catholic schools offer to more families, while at the same time helping teachers and school leaders ensure that the quality of academic achievement in the schools remains high. So the really short version is what we tell the kids in our schools. We put signs up in the schools and give them T-shirts that say we have two goals for them. Just says our goals: college and heaven.
Now is that a Notre Dame thing, or is that or a Catholic school thing, or is that just the kind of slogan of the program, college and heaven?
We've just kind of adopted that. It really kind of captures for us the two things that we're all about. We want to prepare kids with a college preparatory elementary school experience, so they're ready to go to a high quality college preparatory high school. And we have really high expectations for kids. We want them to know from, when they show up at age three in our preschools, we want to make sure that they know we expect them to excel in school. And then, as far as heaven goes, we're religious schools and we do faith formation, but we also see this as preparing model citizens and preparing kids for lives of service and for lives in community, and that kind of extends to how we expect kids to act in the schools and how we teach them to interact with others.
Okay. I take it it's not a coincidence that you're doing this project now, that there is a tie-in with some of the bigger picture stuff going on in terms of the closing of Catholic schools. Is that right? I mean, tell me why this is going on now.
Sure. So here at Notre Dame, we don't have a school of education or a department of education. We have the Alliance for Catholic Education, or we call it ACE. And we started about 18 years ago preparing teachers for Catholic schools. And over the years, we've kind of grown from a teacher preparation program to a principal preparation program. And now we have about a dozen or so different initiatives that are working with Catholic schools in various ways. This program, the NDA's Academies, is our first attempt to provide comprehensive school support, and it's really in response to requests at the school and community level. Different dioceses have reached out saying, we need support with providing professional development for teachers, and with providing financial oversight for the school operations, and with providing support for school leaders and a governance support in terms of holding principals and teachers accountable for academics. So this is our first attempt to provide a comprehensive level of support, and a lot of that is really rooted in American Catholic schools are in a bit of a crisis right now. We've seen 1,755 Catholic schools have closed since 2000. At the same time, this isn't for us. It's not about saving schools. The institution itself is not what's important to me anyway. It's about ensuring that parents have high-quality options and faith-based options when they're choosing the best school for their child. So every one of those schools that have closed means there's 200 or 300 fewer opportunities for kids to receive an excellent faith-based education.
Okay. You mentioned in an earlier conversation that we had that the kind of business model of for Catholic schools for low-income kids wasn't the best, and that it's not really working in a modern setting. Can you tell me more about that? I mean, what was the problem with the model, and how do you overcome that kind of model?
Yeah, so there actually wasn't a problem with the model. The model was kind of perfect for its time. The problem was its time was 1840 through about World War I.
Okay.
A lot of the challenge is financial. Like you said, private education for poor families is not doesn't make a lot of sense as a business model, at least not in today's climate. A lot of people like Cardinal Dolan in New York say it was the perfect solution for its time. But that era ended in around 1965. That's when Catholic school enrollment peaked with about 5 million students nationwide. Now we're at about half that or a little less. The model really worked in the past because it was created by these small, tightly knit immigrant communities, mostly European, Eastern European, and Southern European, that came to urban areas, lived in, tightly knit communities, and also importantly had, kind of a supply of low-cost labor in the form of religious sisters and brothers and priests. Now, the cost to educate has increased dramatically, and at the same time, the supply of religious faculty and staff willing to work for very low wages has dropped. We are, in our schools today, we're less than 4% of the faculty and staff are religious sisters, brothers, or priests. So, the costs are significant, and now our schools are serving a different demographic. We're still trying to serve immigrant groups, but we're also serving other low-income communities, and Catholic schools have spread out to the suburbs, but the schools that we're really focusing on are the ones that kind of maintain that legacy of high-quality educational opportunity to low-income, marginalized communities.
Okay. You mentioned earlier that the effort has a lot to do with Hispanic students. So why are you particularly focused on Hispanic students?
The university here, Notre Dame, is a Catholic institution, and our role in K-12 Catholic schools is largely rooted in a concern for the future of the Catholic Church and in providing service to the Church. We've been providing teachers and principals, like I said, to Catholic schools for almost 20 years, but we recently undertook a study to examine the participation of Latino children in Catholic schools because we've just seen over the last 18 years the demographic shifts in the United States and in the church that have really radically changed the face of our communities. We started sending ACE teachers to the Southeast, but now the state that has the most teachers is Texas, and the city that has the most is Los Angeles, and we're in Arizona and all the way up to Oakland and Sacramento and places like Denver, and we've been in Kansas City. In all those places, we've gone to serve these kind of newly booming Hispanic communities. One of the things we learned in this study is we know now that a full two-thirds of practicing Catholics under the age of 35 in the United States are Latino. But we also know that there's an enormous achievement gap there are some real educational obstacles facing the Latino community. Only a little more than half of Latinos will graduate high school in 4 years. So when you put those two statistics together, it raises some major concerns about the future of the church in the United States. We also know that only 3% of Hispanic families send their kids to Catholic schools. So you see we've got kind of a problem where we see that the future of the church is on pace to be kind of radically undereducated. We also have a solution, which is that we know that Catholic schools often put kids on the path to college in ways that they don't have other opportunities to do so. So, for example, our study found turned up some research that we know that kids who attend Catholic schools are 42% more likely to graduate from high school, and they're 2.5 times more likely to graduate from college. So we've got a problem, we've got a solution, and now we've launched a national campaign that we call the Catholic School Advantage Campaign. It seeks to increase the percentage of Hispanic kids who kind of have the benefit of that potential solution in Catholic schools. We want to increase that number from 3% to 6% by 2020, and that'll mean having 1 million Hispanic kids in Catholic schools, and our NDH Academy initiative is really, in a lot of ways, one part of that larger campaign.
So that's 1 million Hispanic students by 2020, up from how many now?
A little under 300,000.
Wow, that's incredibly ambitious.
It is.
Well, you told me that you picked Arizona and Florida for the ACE Academies because both those states offer tax credit scholarships for low-income kids. So talk a little bit about that. I mean, how important are the tax credit scholarships to this effort that you're doing?
They're really critical for a couple of reasons. Ideologically, here at Notre Dame and really within the church, we come from an educational philosophy that the kind of central tenet is that the parent is the primary educator of the child, and the school is just a partner in the educational project. The school, we see the school should be a kind of an extension of the home in terms of the values and culture and faith that is shared. We think, and bishops have been pushing this since 1840, that every parent should have the opportunity to choose the best school for their child, not just those who can afford private schools or those who can afford to move to stronger school districts. We really believe that these public-private partnerships, like the tax credits you have in Florida or in Arizona, or the vouchers that you see in Milwaukee and Indiana, we see these as a matter of social justice. We think every parent should have the opportunity to choose the school that they think is best for their kid. And we at least think that every parent should have options, high-quality educational options for their children. We also see these partnerships, these public-private partnerships, they provide a mechanism that allow Catholic schools and other faith-based schools to sustain their legacy of providing an extraordinary educational opportunity to low-income families, to immigrant communities, to minority children, to people on the margins. So we see the tax credit as really providing an opportunity to allow the schools to thrive going into the future in spite of the loss of the subsidized labor force that I talked about earlier.
Okay. Well, this is great. Anything else you want to add? Any final thoughts?
No. You know, one of the things that I think is really interesting, I just wanted to mention, I have some colleagues here at Notre Dame, Nicole Garnett and Peg Brinnick, who are in the law school here at Notre Dame. They're doing some really interesting research that I know I said it's not about the schools or the institutions, but one of the things that they found, they've studied Catholic schools that have closed in Chicago over the last several decades. And what they found is that when a Catholic school closes in a neighborhood, those schools were often kind of neighborhood anchors or community anchors. And when those schools close, they found that social cohesion diminishes, disorder increases, even the crime rate goes up significantly. So there's kind of a lot of different angles to look at why these schools that we think of as little national treasures, why we really want to strengthen and support them into the future.
Okay. Well, on that note, I think that wraps up things pretty good. Well, Christian, thanks again for taking time out to let us know about this really cool project.
Sure. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it.
Okay.